AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The House committee investigating the Capitol riot will hear from a former top White House aide in an appearance shrouded in secrecy. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Cassidy Hutchinson told the committee in a private interview she saw her boss, Trump Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, burning documents in his office after meeting with a GOP lawmaker involved in a bid to overturn the 2020 election. Hutchinson's appearance has raised expectations of new revelations in the probe, potentially the most vivid firsthand story yet of Trump's campaign to subvert the vote and his response to the Capitol violence. The panel announced today's surprise hearing just yesterday, after earlier saying it would not meet again until next month. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Biden is in Madrid for the NATO summit. His plan is to beef up American presence in Europe because of the war in Ukraine.
We're going to work on an agreement to increase the number of U.S. naval destroyers stationed at Spain's Rota Naval Base.
Pablo Sanchez is the president of Spain.
We are pleased to have the U.S. back on the side of multilateralism. The Madrid NATO summit will start tomorrow, and the decisions that we will take will reinforce our transatlantic bond.
The number of dead is up to 50 from an abandoned tractor trailer in the sweltering heat in Texas. President Biden calls the deaths horrifying and heartbreaking. More discouraging news about the economy. The Conference Board says consumer confidence slipped this month. Persistent inflation and rising interest rates have Americans as pessimistic as they've been about the future in almost a decade. Stocks remain lower on Wall Street in midday trading. Iran and the United States appear poised to start indirect talks in the Middle East aimed at finding a way to save Tehran's tattered nuclear deal with world powers. This is AP News. Some powerful economic nations are pledging support for Ukraine.
The G7 nations are the U.S., Germany, France, Italy, the U.K., Canada, and Japan. They're promising to support Ukraine and its war against Russia for as long as it takes. The host of the G7 summit, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, said, "We agree that President Putin must not win this war." He said they'll continue to punish Putin and his regime economically and politically. The G7 leaders say they'll explore what can be done to limit Russia's income from oil sales, income that's financing its war in Ukraine. They also agreed to a ban on imports of Russian gold and to increased aid to countries hit with food shortages because of the war. I'm Rita Foley.
The first elections are being held today since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, with primaries in Colorado, Illinois, Oklahoma, Utah, New York, Nebraska, Mississippi, and South Carolina. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.